And our reading today, as you might imagine, comes from Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, starting at the first verse. And if you want to follow it in your Bible, it's possibly on about page 1093. The Holy Spirit comes at Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in as our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They've had too much to drink." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Sally is coming to speak to us. Father, we thank you for Sally and for the preparation she's made today, and pray that you will help her as she speaks these words to us, that they may touch our hearts and minds. We just pray that as she speaks, your Holy Spirit will just come upon her and touch her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, good morning, everyone. What a day. What a day. It's a pity the sun's not shining, but it might do. But if not, our hearts are shining, aren't they? A combination of Pentecost and Jubilee. What I want to focus on, there's so much that we could focus on today, but what I want to focus on is deeds. The New Revised Version says in verse 11, we hear them speaking of God's deeds of power. All those voices talking. And you can understand them all, everything that's said. Deeds of power they were talking about. Now, I looked up deeds on my phone this morning just to check what it meant. Deeds is an action that is performed intentionally or consciously. So they were hearing in all those different languages, but they all understood God's deeds of power. If you go on a bit further to verse 22... you hear this: Jesus, a man attested to you by God, and deeds of power, wonder and signs that God did through him among you. Again, deeds. We hear them speaking of God's deeds. And they were all amazed and perplexed. What does this mean? They wanted to understand. They wanted to know more. And they realized it was important. But not everyone did. Others made fun. They sneered. Oh, they're filled with wine. That's interesting, isn't it? They wanted to understand. They wanted to know more. They realized it was important, but not everyone. Some just thought, oh, I don't know. Being silly. Everybody understood everyone. There's all sorts of languages, people speaking in tongues, all sorts. But everybody understood each other. Filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking out of God's deeds. But yet, some still made fun. They're drunk. Oh, look at them. What do you say? What would you have said then? We know the whole story now, it makes sense, but what would you have said then? Have you been in a situation when it's easy to sneer and make fun? When others might be taking it seriously? Have you made little of things? Saying, oh, it's the exuberance of youth. Oh, they'll come to their senses. I know I have. And I look back now and think, Should have taken more notice. That was real. I wonder how many people at that Pentecost morning who were making fun later realised, oh gosh, that's what it was all about. We pray that many did, don't we? And we pray that many continue to. Sometimes we're scared and we're not ready for new things. Not ready for the unusual or the unexpected. I know that's the case for me sometimes. Scaredness moves me away. Is there anyone here who can speak fluently in a foreign language? Who would be prepared to just come up, say a couple of sentences, talking about a deed, perhaps two deeds, something about a loving, kind, caring deed. Because we hear they were speaking of God's deeds, they were speaking of Jesus' deeds. Let's think Good Samaritan wise. Let's think of that Good Samaritan. Kind, loving, caring. And then perhaps saying something about something unkind, perhaps selfish, unhelpful. Let's think about the others, not the Good Samaritan. Anyone prepared to come up and just say, I'm looking over there because I know there's people who can speak. Anyone? No? Never mind. I'm afraid I can't. I can't speak. I challenge you. Over the next month or a couple of months, to just listen out with your ear to people speaking in different languages and see if you can tell. You might be a language you just don't know. See if you can tell whether what they're saying is kind and loving and caring or whether what they're saying is just not kind and loving and caring. See if you can tell. You can, can't you? Somebody who's speaking about kind, loving, caring things, the way they say it, the feeling you get is beyond language, isn't it? Yeah? And that feeling you get when someone's really not speaking nicely, that fills you with a different feeling, doesn't it? So there they were listening to loving, caring deeds. Everybody talking of God's deeds, Jesus' deeds. Would you have stopped to listen? Would you be amazed? Let's hear what the prophet Joel says. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And we hear in verse 22, God raised Jesus up. He freed him from death because it was impossible for him to be held in death's power. And then again in Acts in verse 25, David is cited. I saw the Lord always before me. I will not be shaken. My heart is glad. My tongue rejoiced. I will live in hope. You have not abandoned me. If you heard that Jesus is always with us, that we need not feel shaken or worried, and that we can be glad and rejoice and we can live in hope, and God has not abandoned us, how would you feel then? Would you listen? Or would you still sneer and make fun? Oh, it's all silly stuff. Everyone will come to the senses. They're daft, they're drunk. What would make the difference, I wonder? We hear in chapter 1 of Acts, in verse 8, we heard this last week as part of Ascension Day, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness to the end of the earth. That's what Sheila was saying. You'll be my witness. The disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit to go and be witnesses to the end of the earth. And that's what we're celebrating. Celebrating richly this day. We hear the wind, the fire, tongues of fire resting on each person, filling them with the Holy Spirit. Let's hear verse 8 again. You will receive power when the Spirit comes. And they all understood each other, speaking in different language, speaking of deeds, good deeds. Do you know Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit by John the Baptist in the River Jordan? And all baptized received the Holy Spirit. In the baptismal water prayer, you hear, Father, we ask you to bless this water, that those who are baptized in it may be cleansed in the water of life and filled with your Spirit. May they know that they are loved as your children, safe in Christ forever. Gosh, filled with your Spirit, loved as your children, safe in Christ forever. Of pouring down to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Who's still sneering now, hearing that? Surely more must listen to hear that. What's our job? What's our role here now? We've heard it. We're here. We're celebrating. And maybe others, perhaps here, perhaps just not too far from here, perhaps people you know. How can we help them not to sneer, not to make fun, but to really relax and receive that news? Loved, all of us loved as God's children, safe in Christ forever. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, fill us with your power. Power from on high. Help us to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Come, Holy Spirit. Let me be your witness. It's a little test. I've got some oil of chrism here. Who'd like to have a smell and just say what ingredients might be in it? Who's got a good nose? Lots of laughing. Who's got a good nose? I don't. You're pointing at someone.
This oil of chrism.
Lavender.
Yes.
Ah. Frankincense. Myrrh. Cardamom. And white camphor oil. Ah, there we go. Beautiful smell. Beautiful smell. The oil of chrism. I went to the Maundy Thursday service at Ripon Cathedral where they were blessing the oils for the forthcoming year, and they blessed this oil of chrism. And the person who was bringing the oil up to be blessed wore a red stole. A red stole. This was given to me. Well, it was a very, very dear friend's stole. So it's the first time I had a chance to wear it, so I wanted to just pop it on today. It's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful. I think they're tongues of fire. That's what I think they are. Yeah. Red is the colour for today. We've got the red cloth out, the red altar cloth. It's the colour for Holy Spirit. There we go, Pentecost in red. Oil of chrism was used to anoint kings, and it's used at ordinations and you know, very special ceremonies. There are other oils, but they haven't got all those most beautiful added things in that make it have that gorgeous smell. And our queen was anointed. She was anointed. Wasn't she, David? Yeah. She was anointed how many years ago? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So she anointed 70 years ago with holy oil. It was poured on her hands and her chest and her head. And it was in a secret part of the service. It wasn't shown on the television. It was just too sacred a moment. All her queenly finery was taken off, her robe, her crown, her jewellery, and she just wore a very simple white dress, and she was anointed with this oil. The prayer at Ripon when the oil of chrism is presented is, by the power of your spirit, may your blessing rest on those who are anointed. The power of your spirit. The queen had this oil on her, anointed. The Holy Spirit was put upon her through the oils, to show that she was set apart to serve in love and action. Actions, deeds. Actions that are performed intentionally or consciously. There's a little bit in this book which I think many of us have got. The Servant Queen. A little bit in here about the ceremony. When Queen Elizabeth II was crowned in 1953, she found, like her mother before her, an almost sacrificial quality at the heart of the service. It was the moment when the holy oil was applied to her. Indeed, it was the most solemn and important moment of her entire life. Oil of chrism. And at baptism, we often put oil in the sign of the cross or water in the sign of the cross. Again, the Holy Spirit fills us as our baptism. 11 years ago, Janet was telling me it's her birthday today. So we can say happy birthday to Janet when we have coffee. But 11 years ago, you were baptized, weren't you? The Holy Spirit was poured on you, that holy water in that paddling pool, you said. And all your children jumped in afterwards. What a splendid day. So we celebrate Pentecost. We celebrate the good deeds. And we celebrate knowing that people still do make fun. And we ask for that Holy Spirit to fill us so we can witness and we can join with others and get more and more to join, knowing of God's love and care for us all. So I did start this sermon about deeds, and we heard that we'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes, and that we'll be God's witnesses to the end of the earth, and we pray for that. And I think about the ends of the earth. I think about the Queen as well. She has been a witness to the ends of the earth, here in our nation, in the Commonwealth and beyond, and we thank God for her faith, don't we? And we thank God for all that she's done through her life. Let's listen to what she has to say about her faith. I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good times and the bad. Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian gospel. Thank you, Mom. That's what was said last night, wasn't it? Thank you, Mom. What wonderful words from the Queen. The Queen talks of many deeds of actions and of forgiveness. Let's just hear a little bit more about what the Queen says. She says, although we are capable of great acts of kindness, great deeds of kindness, history teaches us that we sometimes need saving from ourselves, from our recklessness or our greed. God sent into the world a unique person, not a philosopher, not a general, but a saviour with the power to forgive. And talking more about forgiveness, she says, above all, we must retain the child's readiness to forgive, which we were all born with, and which is too easy to lose as we grow older. Without that forgiveness, divisions between families, community, and nations remain unbridgeable. And we owe it to our children and our grandchildren to live up to the standards of behaviour and tolerance which we are so eager to teach them. What wise words. What wise words from our Queen, as she has journeyed in her faith. What wise words. So let us, this Jubilee celebration and this celebration of Pentecost. Let us hold all of that in thanks to God, in thanks to our Queen. And let's say in prayer, come Holy Spirit, fill us with power. Come Holy Spirit, may we be your witnesses. Come Holy Spirit, may we serve you. Come Holy Spirit, may we be your hands, your voice. May we show your love in our deeds, in our actions. As we finish in a prayer, come free, abundant Spirit of God. Fill this place with the wonder of your presence. Fill our hearts with your love. Fill the whole church with the power of Christ. Come in all the mystery signified by wind and fire, beyond human definition, not held in the grasp of anyone or any thought or any program. Come, Sovereign Spirit, and move our hearts to awe and wonder. Amen.